what about the fallout from the debate? Stephen Portnoy joining us, covering the Trump campaign reaction to what happened on stage last night. Stephen, we saw the president, a former president, in the mix zone. That's unusual.
In the spin zone, you mean? Yeah, look, and not unusual for Trump, because he'd done it before, back particularly in the 2016 primary cycle. But to have it happen after a general election debate where he is the Republican standard bearer, that's different. So it happened last night, and he wanted to get himself in front of cameras. He was on Fox News last night, and again this morning. He wants to assure the base that, don't worry, he won the debate. He calls it one of his better debates, maybe his best debate. And the question is whether there will be another face-off after what America saw last night. The Harris campaign certainly wants that opportunity. Trump this morning says, well, he's not inclined to do it because he won last night's debate, he says, by a lot. But then again, he says, hedging as he often does, I think we'll let it settle in and let's see what happens, which suggests to me that he wants to take the pulse of the people, see how America has reacted to last night, and then he'll decide whether it's in his interest to do another debate.
Where does he go from here today?
I mean, this morning?
Yes.
Well, of course, this being the 9/11 anniversary, he's going to New York City to take part in the commemoration. Later this week, he goes to Tucson, Arizona, for an event. That's tomorrow. And then on Friday, he is advised a press conference at his golf course in Los Angeles.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live this morning on WBEN.